The Edible Woman by Margaret Atwood, read by Lorelei King. Introduction. I wrote The Edible Woman in the spring and summer of 1965 on empty examination booklets filched from the University of British Columbia, where I had been teaching freshman English for the previous 8 months. The title scene dates from a year earlier. I'd thought it up while gazing, as I recall, at a confectioner's display window full of marzipan pigs. It may have been a Woolworth's window full of Mickey Mouse cakes, but in any case, I'd been speculating for some time about symbolic cannibalism. Wedding cakes with sugar brides and grooms were at that time of particular interest to me. The Edible Woman, then, was conceived by a 23-year-old and written by a 24-year-old, and its more self-indulgent grotesqueries are perhaps attributable to the youth of the author, though I would prefer to think that they derive instead from the society by which she found herself surrounded. The Edible Woman was not my first novel. The first one had been composed in a rentable broom closet in Toronto, but it had been rejected by all three of the then-existent Canadian publishers for being too gloomy. It ended with the heroine deciding whether or not to push the male protagonist off a roof, a conclusion that was well ahead of its time in 1963 and probably too indecisive now. I finished The Edible Woman in November of 1965 and sent it to a publisher who displayed some interest in my previous book. After an initial positive letter, I heard nothing. I was too busy worrying about my PhD orals to follow up at that point. But after a year and a half, I began probing and discovered that the publisher had lost the manuscript. By this time, I was marginally visible, having won an award for poetry, so the publisher took me out to lunch. "We'll publish your book," he said, not looking me in the eye. "Have you read it?" I said. "No, but I'm going to," he said. It was probably not the first book he'd published out of sheer embarrassment.